Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Skelly, senior elections analyst with ABC and 538, joining us now. He's looking at some of the numbers behind what a confirmation would mean for a lot of these cabinet picks. All right, Jeff, a lot of names here could be called controversial, but really, usually it's only a couple of them really have the microscope on them. What are you looking at this morning?
Well, you're certainly right that at the end of the day, I think the important thing to keep in mind here is that most of the people that Trump nominates will be confirmed in the end. Republicans have they look like they're going to have a 53-47 majority in the Senate. So if you're just kind of thinking about the Senate math, that gives Republicans up to three defectors to still be at 50. And then if it's a 50-50 tie, J.D. Vance, the new vice president, would break that tie. So that means you can afford up to lose three Republicans. And so if you're kind of just looking at the potential list of Republicans who might buck Trump, I mean, during Trump's presidency, especially in the latter half of that, you didn't see as much of that. And I think, look, the party's gotten Trumpier in the years since he was in office. Obviously, his influence on the Republican Party has been quite robust. So to me, that also makes it less likely you're going to have much pushback on most of these nominees. That's not to say some won't have trouble, though.
Which do you see as possibly having trouble?
Yeah, I mean, I think the easiest name is Matt Gaetz, the now former representative from Florida who just resigned his seat there. There's quite a sort of an ethics personal scandal cloud over him, and he is not a well-liked figure on the Hill. Either on the House side or the Senate. So there might be maybe enough animosity towards him that doesn't come to pass. I do think it's also worth noting that there hasn't been an actual rejection on the Senate floor of a nominee since 1989. And so what tends to happen in these situations is that if someone is potentially going to get rejected or if there is a real issue, they withdraw their nomination rather than go to the floor. So that's another thing I'll be watching.
Well, it should be interesting to see. And hey, thanks for helping us sort some of it out. Jeffrey Skelly with 538.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.